Angoon gets the ball down low to Brantley. Brantley spins into the lane to try for a layup attempt on a post move.
You're listening to KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Kluckwan. And we are going to take a break and try to improve that sound quality of the transmission from Angoon and see if we can't get Mike back on the air with a little bit better sound quality. This program, Loom Canal Weekend, was brought to you in part by Olderwood's Market Center, offering full-service grocery, bulk meat packages, a variety of organic foods, and Kirkland brand products in Haynes on Main Street with shipping options to Skagway. More information and options to sign up for a bi-monthly newsletter at olderwoods.com. Olderwoods.com. And Loom Canal Weekend is brought to you in part by Lighthouse Restaurant. Now open 7 days a week, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Open for lunch and dinner noon to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. The Lighthouse Restaurant, located on Front Street at 766-2442. Didn't get those in during Loom Canal Weekend. I want to make sure we did. It's 12:23 on the program. We'll play a song and stick around. We'll improve the sound quality from Angoon and get back with Mike and Mike Swayze and the game momentarily. Here's music from one of my favorite groups, Tanglefoot.
Radio man, won't you come and fix my radio? My dad was a farmer. He used to sing off key. First thing I done when he gave the farm to me, I bought a Dreadnought series. Three band dial, Queen Mary model in the latest style. Brought home that majestic radio set. I put it in the stable, trying to get just a few more dollars in the old cream check. Radio man, won't you come and fix my radio? Nights are getting long here in Holstein, Ontario. Radio man, and fix my radio. Music in the stable, the girls went crazy. Betsy and Bossy and especially Daisy, strutting round her stall like a spry young heifer. When she heard the violin played by Don Messer and the tired old bull, well, he likes the sports, he's a Maple Leafs fan. He just paws and snorts whenever Foster Hewitt yells, he shoots, he scores. Radio man, won't you come and fix my radio?
And we'll try to get Mike back on the phone. Mike, let's try that again.
Hey, Bill, do you hear me?
I'm sorry. Yes, we do, Mike.
You do? Wonderful. All right. Back here in Angoon. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Chomps off a little bit more than it can chew. We are back at the Kevin O'Brien Memorial Gymnasium. Skagway has now been a little bit stifled by the Angoon pressure. Angoon bringing their pressure D and stopping the Skagway scoring attack. It is 34-7 now. Angoon up over Skagway. Mass substitutions now. They've got their second unit on the floor. Skagway, no opportunity for that. They've got their starting five. It is off. Alex Ackerman at the line. Shooting a 1-1 situation. First shot up. And off the rim, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Hunterski, pushing the ball up the court, and with a pass just a little bit too hot for Pawachko. He didn't get Pawachko. Ball out of bounds, and it goes over his gang. Ackerman now pushing the ball up the right hand side of the court, gets it over to Wyapalile looking to get rid of the ball, gets it over to Danny Brady, who's got a line to the hoop, throws up a shot, fouled hard, lines on his back on the floor. Gets up quick and is going to the head of the line. Shoot two. 6 minutes to go here in the half. It's really in Angoon, 34-7. Randy Brady at the line, shooting two. Great drive by Danny Brady. He's going to close for that penetration. Brought it right to the hoop. Foul of the front. First shot up by Brady. Crash the boards. By Brady. Working that sore ankle a little bit. Second shot up, no good off the right hand side. Rebound brought down by Hunterski. Isaac Willis has the ball. For Angoon. Goes over in the corner. Back up to Hunterski. Shot up and taken by Pawachko. Out of bounds. Good ball. Ready to hand down the ball. A hard time finding Colton Wild. Gets it to him. Fouled in the process. Fouled against Ivy. 10. Looks like Colton Wild will be at the line, shooting a 1-on-1 situation. Skagway is in bonus. 17 fouls. On Angoon. At the free throw line. A dribble. And a spin. More dribbles. And spin. Set. One hand set shot. That first shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Jackson Collins. Hunterski brings the ball. Gets it open for the Wolves. It's looking to operate. Gets it over to Pawachko. Back over to Collins. Pawachko. Stripped by Danny Brady. Brady looking to get control of the ball. Oh, loses it out of bounds on the left-hand side of the court. And it will go back over to Angoon. But a nice defensive play. Quick hand shown by Danny Brady. Four court by Angoon. Patchko has the ball. Over to Marcini. Launches off a jump shot. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to Angoon. Angoon looking to clear the ball back out. Ball over to Isaac Willis. His jump shot, no good. Brady unable to control the rebound. Rebound goes to Paul Patchko. Back in the corner to Willis. Willis is fouled by Hawaii. Hold on. 34-7 our score with 4 minutes 47 seconds left to go in the first half. Angoon Eagles up big over the Skagway Panthers. Skagway has been unable to handle that Angoon pressure defense and exerting a lot of energy in the process. Willis at the line to shoot two for Angoon. First shot up and good. 5-7 on the score. So that was a 1-1 situation. Skagway is now in focus as well. Angoon is now in focus as well. It's with his second free throw. Nice free throw four by Angoon, and they bring the pressure defense again. Danny Brady gets the ball in the act. Patrick picks up the ball, gets it over to Colton Belisle. Belisle working it against Willis, gets it up court to Ackerman. Ackerman's got a notion. Shoots a one-handed runner in the lane, misses, and rebound pulled down. Angoon. Court over on the right-hand side of Kawako. Underskeet has the ball now in the corner. He's going to travel into the lane. A nice slicing move by Underskeet. Unable to get the shot. Skagway comes down with a rebound. Kind of the ball back and forth a little bit. Quiet now. Breaks the ball up the court. Travels a little bit. No call. Gets the ball over the court. Has a pocket pick. And Angoon brings the ball up. Belisle there to block the shot. They're going to call a foul. And Paul Patchko goes into the wall hard after attempting that layup. He's holding his arm a little bit. He looks like he's a little sore, but he's going to be okay. Aggressive foul by Colton Belisle. Belisle's got all sorts of offensive potential. Terrific athletic ability. Paul Patchko has the line. 6-7 score with just under 4 minutes to play. His first shot, no good. Connected with anything. There was just air in the floor. That's what it connected to. They connected to the floor. Substitutions now for Angoon. First geek out. Damian Willis. Second shot, up and good. Foul, Patchko. Steve Brady gets the ball. He's bringing it up on the left-hand side of the court. It's fouled by McCluskey. And Brady's going to go to the line and shoot a one-on-one for Skagway. Steve Brady got a nice control. Nice control of the ball. To attack that pressure from Angoon. Free throw line. Free throw shooters take their time shooting the shots. Why? Because it gives them a little bit of rest. And that first shot is up and good by Danny Brady. Misses the second shot. Rebound pulled down by Collins, and Angoon has the ball now on the right-hand side. And it's Isaac Willis with the ball. Gets it over to his brother, Damian Willis. His jump shot for three-point range. No good. Wyabalile pulls down the ball, is now surrounded by Angoon defenders. Gets it out of his hand. Gets it up court to Ackerman. Has it stolen by Kawachko. And we've got a foul on the floor. I'm not sure who it's going to be called against. It will be called against. Angoon. Ackerman to the line to shoot two. I'm sorry, it's a one-on-one situation. One-on-one situation, but not the double bonus yet. there down on the court. He spins the ball right over his head. Shot up. We are the double ball situation. All right. Second shot by Ackerman. Oh, no good. Ball to the floor, and that's going to be a violation. It will be Hangoon ball. Collins gets the ball over. Damian Willis, who launches up another three-point bomb, unable to get it to McCluskey with a rebound. Shortest guy on the court gets the rebound, throws it back up and in. 39-8 now the score with 3:18 left to go on the half. Now pass goes to Belisle, feeds it to Ackerman. Ackerman with the left-hand dribble up the left-hand side of the court, gets back over to Colt Belisle. Colt Belisle steps in. Ball fake, gets it over to Micah Cook. Cook gets it over to Wyatt Belisle. Back over to Colton. Now on the right-hand side of the court, and he's going to reset the offense. Bringing it back over towards the mid-court area around that circle. A couple of picks trying to be set. Most effective pick was set by the Hangoon squad. Ackerman with a spin on the baseline. That was good. Nice little fake, the spin move by Ackerman off glass. Brings the ball up slowly now. 39-10 the score with 2.5 left to play in the half. Over Willis, Isaac Willis now is kind of just coming around. McCluskey looking to drive on the left side of the court. Off too strong off the glass. Wawasko comes in with a flying rebound. Back out to Willis. Step McCluskey. Tries to get the ball down low. Unable to do so. And the ball careens out of bounds off of Hangoon. And moving Skagway ball. Make your own basket. Danny Gray. Step in down the basket. Right, not find anybody open, gets it into Ackerman. Ackerman. It's the all-tournament team this weekend. The ball up to Belisle. Belisle finds Brady. Brady driving to the hoop. Is tripped on the drive. And he's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And watch the ball down on the floor again, holding that arm. He's taking a beating out there. This kid's all over the court, though. A powerful little story smiling. He's shaking it off. Gonna be fine. Up to it. Ball free. Again. Clearly, the coach feels he thought his players to do is take it out and create a line. That ball bounced off the back of the rim 3 times before it finally landed in. The dribble. And the free throw off glass and in. Another one by Brady. Eighth grade. Contributing Bigman. Bigman. And Hangoon has the ball now on the right hand side of the court. Isaac Willis with the ball. And Willis shakes bank, gets into the middle, launches up a shot. Unable to pull it down. Are unable to put it down. And Jackson Collins ball out of bounds. Brady hits the ball into Ackerman. Ackerman picks up his dribble in the backcourt. Tries to get over to Colt Belisle. Unable to pick it up. Isaac Willis there to corral the basket. Ball right hand side. Brady over to the middle. His brother, Damian Willis, who launches up a 3-point bomb off glass. No rim, no net. Out of bounds. They're going to call that off of Skagway. Looks like he didn't bound the ball. Wasco. Willis, a hook shot, no good. Skagway comes down with a rebound. Out with Ackerman now working with the ball. Cole tries to get it up to Wyatt Belisle, just a little bit too strong. Belisle had his defender in back of him, had a little breathing room, but unable to corral the pass. Ball goes out of bounds. Hangoon basketball. Over the corner to McCluskey. He's going to take a quick jump shot and knock it down. Base slide, 3-point bomb by McCluskey. Finds the bottom of the net. 42-12. Now the score with under 50 seconds left to play in the half. Alex Ackerman gets the inbound pass, gets it over to Belisle in the fourth. Wyatt Belisle has the ball on pass from Fulk. But Wyatt gets his pocket picked by Cobble. Last ball. And he runs down the length of the court, knocks it down. Wyatt Belisle trying to inbound the ball for Skagman. Foul on the play as Ackerman was open for a hot second. And body contact by Jackson Collins. And more. Ackerman to the floor, and we have got another bloody nose situation. Ackerman hit the floor pretty hard and landed on his shot. He's going to go into the locker room. He's going to be attended to by the coach. Doesn't look like it's too serious, but he's definitely right into the locker room. So we've got a little break in the action on the floor here. Skagway's only got four players that are able to play at the moment. And well, here we are in beautiful Angoon, Alaska, close community, Mission Village. Now, somewhere between 200 and 400 people call Angoon home. That's what I was seeing from our guide, principal. Beautiful little, great sunset, great sunrise. They treated to terrific food prepared. They've been gracious hosts here at Angoon. First, well, the tournament happened over the weekend. These are conference games. They're not technically tournaments. The Angoon Eagles Ship-Off Tournament was a success here. As far as I can tell, great turnout for the game. The town definitely comes out in force to support their school. Terrific game so far. We resume action here. We got 22 seconds left before halftime. So hopefully Akron will be able to come back out in the second half. 44-12 the score. Belisle shooting his first attempt off, no good. It would be Ackerman shooting the shot. He's injured. Belisle is able to step in. That shot from the free throw line, good. 34-13 now the score. I'll watch the goal. That's the ball for Angoon. Gets it over to McCluskey, who launches up another elbow extended and knocks it down. That kid's got a quick release and a nice little jump shot. Belisle looking to get the ball in. Gets it to Belisle. That's all she wrote for half. We've got a score of 47-13. The Angoon Eagles up big over Skagway. And the Panthers, well, they're missing their key player, all-tournament named Alex Ackerman. Hopefully we'll be able to get his injury under control and be able to play in the second half.